Blog Talk Radio.
The word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
What we're doing tonight.
This is how I fight my battles.
Just when you think you're lost.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I find my
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining in on tonight.
that were surrounded, Fight My Battles by Michael W. Smith. His brand new CD comes out on February 23rd. So if you like Michael W. Smith, be sure to order that and get it on February 23rd. Again, it was Surrounded, Fight My Battles by Michael W. Smith. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Prolific Fire Ministry. Prolific Fire Ministry is honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Poverty Faith. However, on tonight, I'm sitting in for my sister in ministry, Poverty Faith. I am Poverty Stacy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join on tonight. If you've never been with me for a time of prayer and prophecy during my time on Faith on the Line, which is normally the last Friday of every month, if you've never been with me during that time, let me explain to you how things work. Normally, I go into prayer and prophecy and let the Lord use me however he wants to. And then I come back and I ask if there's anybody that has prayer requests. So if you're online, if you have time to get in your prayer requests, you still have time to call. The number is 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. Okay, right now I can see everybody that's online with me. So if there's anybody on the phone lines via Block Talk Radio right now and you desire prayer, we can take care of that right now, and then I will go into what the Lord told me to pray about on tonight. If you desire prayer, just press 1 on your phone, and I would be glad to pray with you on tonight. Okay. Normally I start prayer off with a scripture because I believe in standing on the word of God, and tonight is no different. So let's get right into it, and I pray that somebody will be blessed.
Tonight, I would like to use for a foundational text, 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 through 18 from the NIV. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh, no, my lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. As the enemy came down towards him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, "Strike this army with blindness." So he struck them with blindness, as Elijah had asked. Tonight, the prayer focus is, this is how we fight our battles. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray for everybody that's under the sound of my voice, God, that you would do the same thing for them that you did for Elijah's servant, that you would open their eyes to see that they are more for them than they are against them. I know they feel like people are coming against them, like situations are coming against them, God, but tonight I pray that you open their eyes to see that they are more for them than against them. I pray tonight, God, that you would teach them that this is the way we fight our battle. We fight our battle in prayer. We fight our battle by saying something to the enemy. We fight our battle by saying something back to the situation. We fight our battle by praying and asking God to help. In the text, Elisha prayed to the Lord when the enemy was coming, and he asked the Lord to strike the enemy with blindness. And the Lord did it. Tonight, God, I ask you, God, to make that situation blind. Whatever's coming after my brother or my sister, make that situation blind. God, in the name of Jesus, somebody's expecting a job, but they haven't got it yet. God, I pray that you make the people that's looking at their resume blind, that they will not see anything on their resume that does not need to be. God, that they will look at their credit report and they will overlook some things that should be looked at, God, that they will be blind to them, God, and that they will give them blind favor. Somebody needs blind favor on tonight, God, and I thank you for giving it to them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, that you've given us a way to walk, God. We don't have to fight, Lord God, like we used to fight. We used to fight with our hands. We used to fight with our mouth. We used to get in trouble with our hands and with our mouth. But now, God, you're teaching us to prophesy. You're teaching us, God, to put our hands together and be warriors for real. God, I thank you that those days when we used to fight with our hands, God, is over, God, that we may really see some results this time, God, because we're fighting according to your word. Thank you, Lord God, for warfare, for real warfare, God. We thank you that you are God that blinds the enemy. We thank you, that you are God that answers by fire, like in 1 Kings 18. God, we thank you that we don't have to worry, God, no matter what it looks like, God. We know that as long as you are with us, you are all we need. You and us are the majority. We make up the team, and we thank you tonight for being on our side. Thank you for being on our side. Every situation, every sickness that's trying to come up on somebody, God, we thank you, God, that you're on our side, God. Thank you that the healer is on our side, God. Thank you that you are a comforter and you're on our side. Lift up every bow down here, God. Every head that's grieving, every head that's full of stress on tonight, God, lift their head up, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. This is real warfare tonight, God. We thank you for it, God. We break the back of the enemy, God. We strike him blind like Elijah asked you to do, God. We strike him blind, God, that he may not see the things that he wants to see against us, God, that he may not be able to use it against us, God, that gossip and rumors will stop, God, in the name of Jesus, that hatred among families will stop, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We declare peace in our families, Lord God. We declare peace on our workplaces, God, in the name of Jesus. We declare peace in our schools, God, in the name of Jesus, because you said when our ways please you, that you would make even our enemies be at peace with us, God. So tonight, we declare peace, Lord God, that the enemy will not be able to break out anywhere, because after tonight, he's blind. We thank you that he has been stricken with blindness. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for releasing blind favor on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, no horses, no chariots, nor anything else that the enemy may have in his power, Lord God, is stronger than you. We thank you, Lord God, that even though he may have the latest and the greatest of technology working on his side, God, we thank you, Lord God, that all we need is our mouths. All we have to do is call out to you. All we have to do is cry to you. We don't care if it's internet bullies. We don't care whatever it is that's coming against us across the internet, God. We don't even claim that, God, because we know that the enemy is trying to tempt us, but we know that the internet can be used for more than one thing. Somebody, you're struggling with internet pornography, but we decree and declare tonight that enemy will stop coming after you. You will remain holy in the name of Jesus. You shall remain holy. You don't have to get off of Facebook. You don't have to get off of Instagram. You shall remain holy and do what God told you to do on the internet. Do what the Lord told you to do. Spread his word. Don't stop spreading his word, because what the enemy's bringing against you, don't you know that every time the enemy brings something against you because you're doing what God told you to do, then you're doing what you're supposed to do. If you were not doing what you're supposed to do, he wouldn't be coming against you so hard. He don't fight his own. He fights those that are not his own. Therefore, you ought to thank God for your warfare. Thank God for your trouble. Thank God for your problem. Thank God for your sickness. But you can also thank God that he's a healer. You can also thank God that he's a deliverer. You can also thank God for all the ancestors he's given you, all the people that are for you. And you can thank God for all the sisters and brothers in Christ that you have that are for you. We're in this thing together, and we're pulling together on tonight. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. We fight our battles in prayer. As I say, we fight our battles with our mouth. We also fight our battle in worship. The devil don't know what to do with us. When we get in real worship and we begin to to just worship God for who he is. We ain't asking for a thing. We're just worshiping you, worshiping God because he's beautiful, because he's great, because he's awesome, because there's nobody like him. We're just worshiping him because we've never known a love like that before. Valentine's Day coming up, but still, we ain't never known a love like his before. And we just worship him. We just worship him because above all else, when we don't have anybody else, we know for sure that we have God. We know for sure that we have the Son, that we have the Holy Spirit. And for the Trinity working in our lives, we give God all the worship. We give God all the praise on tonight. Lord, let somebody's eyes be open that they may feel what I'm saying to them on tonight. They don't have to worry. They don't have to struggle. They don't have to toil. The enemy is not winning. I don't care how it looks. They may have to. They might have had to take a pay cut. They might have had to foreclose on their whole house. They may have to do. Maybe they had to do this and they had to do that. Maybe they're struggling in their marriage, but still, they are on the winning side. God, you are restoring. I see you on tonight. You're restoring many on tonight. Everybody receive this word. He's restoring many on tonight. He's opening eyes that you may see. That you may see that you're on the winning side. No more depression in the name of Jesus. No more oppression in the name of Jesus. The struggle will not last forever, and we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise. Strike this army with blindness. Strike this army with blindness. When Elisha said that, it was an army, which means it was a lot of. And somebody tonight, you got a lot of things, not just people, but you got a lot of things coming against you. It's like an army of stuff. Stuff over here, stuff over there. As soon as you think you got that thing straight over there, here comes something else. But I decree and I declare tonight that everything that's trying to come against you is blind. You are the only one that can see in the situation. How about that? Everything else is blind. You're the only one that can see in the situation. And God has given you eyes to see that there is more for you than there are against you. God has given you eyes to see that you can walk by faith and not by sight. God has given you eyes to see that you can call those things that be not as though they were. God has given you the eyes to see that though you sit in darkness, the Lord will be your light. I know it looks dark right now, but the Lord has promised to be your light. Also in that scripture, he promised that the enemy would not get the opportunity to gloat over you. Therefore, you don't have a reason to fear. You don't have a reason to get up in the morning like the servant did in the text and be all worried about what you see. Don't even worry about it. As a matter of fact, if you're the kind of person that can't deal with bad news, don't cut on the TV. Don't even worry about it. Just go straight into worship. Just go straight into prayer. Say, Lord, I thank you for another day. I thank you for what you're going to do this day. God, I'm going to turn on my worship music. I'm going to feed my spirit. I'm going to read your word, and I'm going to go forth for my day. God, what is it that you want me to do this day? Just complete and ignore the enemy. I don't care if your family's arguing around you. Okay, in the name of Jesus, just declare Jesus on them. In the name of Jesus, just declare Jesus on them. Call Jesus. If you can't do anything else, call Jesus. Call the name of Jesus on them. Call God on them. And just keep on going. Because the enemy will come at you through your family, but not tonight. It shall come to the end on tonight. This is the way we fight our battles. We don't just sit around and take whatever. We don't take the diagnosis just because the doctor said it. Yes, we give God honor and praise for the doctors on tonight, but we don't have to accept the final diagnosis. We don't even accept what the president is saying. Yes, he's in the White House, but he's not in our house. Ooh, that's a word. Hear that again. Yes, he's in the White House, but he's not in our house. In our house, because we are children of God, in our house, there is God. Therefore, we respond to God. We answer to God. We pray to God. We fellowship with God. And whatever God says, that's what goes. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word that you could turn the heart of the king. Therefore, I'm still expecting the heart of Donald Trump to be turned because God is still in control. Even though it may not look like it, God is still in control. You don't have to worry about a government shutdown. You don't have to worry about anything shutting down. You don't have to worry about a car breaking down. You don't have to worry about your meals running out. You don't have to worry about anything. I'm talking about stress-free living on tonight. Stress-free living, because this is the way we fight our battles. We ask God, we get before God, ask him for what we need, and we love on him, we worship on him, and then he gives. He gives because he's a giver. He gives because we give. Because the Bible says, giving it should be given unto you. We give, he gives. It's an exchange, and most of the time it's not a fair exchange. We give what we have, but he always has so much more. We give a little 10% of the offering, but he always has so much more. So if anybody out there tonight and you're holding your hand against God, you're not giving him what you know you should give him. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about in your worship. I'm talking about in your private time. I'm talking about you're not giving up yourself. You're not making your life a sacrifice for him. I suggest that you begin on tonight. You begin on tonight fighting your battles the correct way. Can't you see that every time you swing it and in your energy, every time you say something against it in your energy, with your mouth and your words, not his words coming against the enemy, but your words, that you're losing, that you're tired, that you're stressed out, that you're complaining. But the minute you begin to say what God says in the word, the minute you begin to say that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, the minute you begin to say that I can do all things through God that gives me, through Christ that gives me the strength, I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength, the minute you begin to say, I am not sick, I am healed, because the Bible says that let the weak say I'm strong, let the sick say I'm healed. The minute you begin to say what God's word says, then the results come. Then the results will be there. The woman with the issue of blood, she had faith. She had faith that if she touched him, she would be healed. She had already spoken into existence. That's what you have to do. You have to give yourself permission to be healed. You have to speak it. Because when you give yourself permission and when you speak it, when you go before God in prayer and you tell him what his word says and you worship him, this is the way you fight your battle. You stop fighting your battle. You stop fighting your battle over the counter, taking this and taking that, and it's not heaven. It would be one thing if it was heaven, but if it's not heaven, why are you studying medicating yourself? You fight your battle in prayer. You don't fight your battle by running up and behind that person. Some married woman, you don't fight your battle by running up and behind your husband, running up and behind that person that you think they're involved with. You don't fight your battle like that. You fight your battle in prayer. You decree and declare that, Lord, this is my husband. You gave me that man. Gave me that woman. And if you really gave him to me, God, if you really gave her to me, God, I trust you that you will not let anything or anybody come between us, God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, I pull down every stronghold that's got his mind. I pull down every stronghold that's got her mind. I cast it out and I send it back to hell for which it came from. I decree and I declare that my marriage will stand. I decree and I declare that my children will be set free. I decree and I declare that my son, my daughter will come back out of the street in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that they will return back to the holy lifestyle from which I raised them. They will not depart from it, because your word says that if I train them up, that they will stay in you. They may deter a little bit, but they will ultimately remain in you. That's for some mother tonight that's worrying about a child. That's for some married person tonight that's worrying about their marriage. You got to get in there and know how to fight. And stop fighting with your mouth. Stop fighting with foul words and fight with the word of God. How many on tonight you know that the word of God is a sword? You can take that sword and you can do some damage. This is the way you fight your battle. This is the way you fight your battle. It doesn't matter how many people are camped around you. Your mouth can change it. Your prayer life can change it. Your worship can change it. Your praise can change it. Your giving can change it. Your sacrifice unto God can change it. If you really want to see changes tonight, you must surrender your will. Somebody, you must surrender your will for his will. You must surrender your will for his will. Just like Jesus was when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he wasn't getting nowhere as long as he was trying to get God to take that cup from him. But the moment he surrendered his will, it still didn't feel good, but the moment he surrendered his will, he began to see things in a new way, and he began to see things in a new light. He understood that he must go to the cross. He didn't want to go, but he had to go. And when you realize what you have to do, When you realize what you have to do and you know that it was God ordained for you to go through whatever you're going through, it makes a difference. So somebody on tonight, change your perspective. Change your mindset on tonight. I pray over you that the Lord will open your eyes, that you will see exactly what's going on in your situation. Because everything you're calling the devil is not the devil. God has ordained that for you. It's hard, but God has ordained it for you. And just the way he brought Jesus out, he's going to bring you out. But you must trust him. You must trust him with all of you, not just part of you. Trust him with all of you and fight according to his will, according to his ways, his way of doing and being right. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33 in the Amplified Bible, it talks about his way of doing and being right. When it comes to Matthew 6:33, we all know it, where it says kingdom, to seek God himself, and all these things will be added. But in the Amplified Bible, it also talks about doing his way of doing and being right. So when you do things his way, according to his will, you don't have to worry about all that other stuff, what you don't have, because it's going to be added anyway. Just do right by God. That's all I'm saying to you tonight. Do right by God. Fight your battle his way and watch him retrieve the enemy. Watch him make the enemy blind. Watch him add to you. Watch him make things multiply in your life that don't make sense to nobody else. It don't even make sense to you, but it makes sense that God, he's doing it for you. You don't have to be in fear. You don't have to wake up and feel like the servant did in the text. You don't have to go to bed in fear, because somewhere in the middle, God is working it out. He's working it out. He heard the prayer tonight, and he sees everybody that's on the phone line. I thank God for everybody that's joining on the phone lines. Thank God for everybody that's online, everybody that's listening to the replay, everybody that's listening to the podcast. We give honor and praise and thanks for you on tonight, and I pray that you receive, and I pray that you got something out of this prayer, and I hope you know that you're not the person that you used to be. So the next time you feel like putting up your dukes, I challenge you to send up a prayer. I challenge you to send up a word from the Bible, not from yourself, not from your flesh, what you want to say, because you may start cursing, but send up a word from the Bible. I challenge you to fight God's way. This is the way we fight our battles. In the name of Jesus, to God be the glory. Somebody receive on tonight. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, everybody, under the sound of my voice. I pray that you all receive something out of the prayer and the prophecy, because I don't never know what God is going to say through me when I open my mouth. So I pray that something somewhere that was said was for somebody. But thank you, each and everybody that was a part on tonight. I truly appreciate it. Prophetess Pate will be back next week. She will be back next week. At this particular time, if there's anybody desiring prayer on the phone lines or online, you still got time to call in if you can hear my voice. You still got time. If you desire prayer, just press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. If you're listening online, one more time, one last time, call 347-426-3782, and I will pray with you. I still got a few minutes to go. Let me give you the announcements. As I said, Prophetess Pate will be back next week right here on Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate, same time, which is 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. And you can join her by calling 347-426-3782 or by going on Periscope and following her at Prophetess Pate. It's Prophetess Pate at Natasha C. I think it's Natasha C. Pate 24, if I'm not mistaken. But you can find her on Periscope and follow her that way. Also, be sure to join me back here for Prolific Fire Monday night, which is February the 12th. The time will be 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, by calling the same number that I've been giving out all night, the same number, just a different time and a different day. Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Prolific Fire, my message will be still not dead, because a lot of you, you know the situation. You know the situation is dead. You know the situation is over, but to you it's still not dead. It's still not over. And we're going to deal with that issue from the Bible, of course. We deal with real issues from the Bible standpoint. So that will be Monday night. Also, I will be back on Prolific Fire for a special show on Valentine's Day, something I don't normally do, but God put a word in my spirit because he does not want anybody to be discouraged or sad on Valentine's Day. So if you're not doing anything on Valentine's Day night, again, it's 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Be sure to join me by calling that same number or going online, blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire, or by listening on Twitter or Facebook or on the podcast. And be sure to do that because on Valentine's Day night, Prolific Fire will be having a giveaway. I'm not going to tell you what the giveaway is. You have to tune in. And I will tell you then, but it's really nice. I just wanted to bless you all and say I love you and thank you for all the support. In closing out on tonight, I see there's nobody calling in right now. I see that there are no prayer requests for tonight. But if at any time you need me, you can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophet Stacy. Follow my ministry's Facebook page at Prolific Fire Ministry, Prolific Fire Ministry on Facebook, or you can find me on Facebook at Prophet Stacy. That's my personal page. Also, if you need prayer or private Bible-based consultation, it's free. And I'm really nice, so you can call and talk to me if you need to. The number is 865-408-8690, 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com, prolificfire@gmail.com. With all that being said, wait a minute, here's a number. Hold on a second. Caller, if you desire prayer, press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Thank you for joining. Press 1 on the phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. This is a live show, everybody. I think they're just peeking in, so they're not mashing 1. Say, God be the glory. God bless you. Go back and listen to the replay, as I was saying. God bless you, everybody. Thank you for being a part. I will see you Monday, Wednesday, and back here with my sister on Friday. Have a good night.